From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. A decision is expected this afternoon from a New York judge who's ruling on whether the overnight evacuation of Occupy Wall Street protesters from Zuccotti Park was legal. Lawyers representing the protesters went to court in an effort to try and get the protesters back into the park. Bob Henley from member station WNYC in New York is at the courthouse.
New York Supreme Court Justice Michael Stallman put lawyers for Occupy Wall Street protesters, city lawyers, and the lawyer for Brookfield Properties, which owns the park, through a fast and furious lightning round of questions on the First Amendment. At issue, whether the sleeping bags and tents being used by the protesters are constitutionally protected expressions of their free speech. Both the city and the property owners say they would permit the park to reopen to protesters without their sleeping bags and tents. Judge Stallman will issue a written opinion later this afternoon. For NPR News, I'm Bob Henley in New York.
NPR's Margot Adler is in New York and talked with some of the protesters about the eviction.
When I asked, well, wasn't it kind of savvy for Mayor Bloomberg to come in at 1 in the morning? I got two answers. Some people said, not savvy, it was just a lack of courage. But other people just said, well, it's just basic police tactics. We were expecting this, they choose a moment that's the most possible. And remember, last time when they tried to clean the park, it was incredibly tense. There were thousands of people there. There were all kinds of craziness that went on, and I think they didn't want to repeat that.
NPR's Margot Adler reporting from New York. The fourth quarter is off to a good start. The Commerce Department says Americans were spending more in October, especially at online stores like Amazon and appliance stores like Best Buy. Retail sales for October rose 0.5%, the second month of increases. And in another positive sign, wholesale prices dropped 0.3%, the biggest drop in more than a year and a half. While there are positive signs in the U.S. economy, Europe's debt crisis remains a worry for world markets. NPR's Philip Reeve says there's growing concern it may be spreading to France.
This crisis has already toppled a handful of governments and spread gloom across Europe. Now alarm bells are being rung for the French. Without wholesale reform, France could lose its coveted AAA credit rating, warns a new study of the Eurozone nations. Arguments are raging about how to avert disaster. This is Europe's toughest moment since the last World War, says Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel. Merkel's calling for Europe to build a political union to underpin the euro. That means more Europe, not less, she says. What a contrast with David Cameron, Prime Minister of Britain, which is not in the single currency. Cameron says the crisis is an opportunity for a looser union. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 60, the Nasdaq up 35, the S&P up 11. This is NPR News from Washington. A key trade official from Pakistan is visiting India. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the two countries are making an effort to boost trade and trust.
Zafar Mahmood is the first Pakistani commerce secretary to visit India in 35 years. The two nuclear-armed neighbors have fought three wars, and the distrust between them has kept trade to a minimum. A recent thaw in relations has opened the way for billions of dollars of potential new trade over the next few years. Mahmood talked with his Indian counterpart about nitty-gritty details, such as building a bigger border crossing so that more goods can be shipped back and forth. Officials are hoping that stronger economic ties will help reduce tensions that have made the India-Pakistan relationship one of the most volatile in the world. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
Energy Secretary Stephen Chu will be testifying this week on Capitol Hill about the Solyndra controversy. The California-based solar panel company went belly up shortly after receiving a $535 million loan guarantee from the government. He tells NPR's All Things Considered the Energy Department did due diligence on the company before making the loan.
We certainly were watching this and looking at this very closely, and then eventually, we recognized that they were in deep trouble.
Chu refutes claims the Energy Department's decision to invest in Solyndra was a partisan move. Syria is passing up suggestions it stop its violent repression of anti-government protests, and Turkey's foreign minister says other countries cannot afford to sit idle. The Arab League has voted to suspend Syria's membership this week. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.